You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Phil Govan, co-founder of Match Forward, a social recruiting platform connecting employers and job seekers through social connections. Based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Phil has been involved in tech companies for over 10 years in engineering and marketing roles. Phil, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is Match Forward?
So Match Forward is a platform that connects talents and employers through referrals and recommendations using social networks data to ensure the right fit. So we gather information from Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and a bunch of less known sites to match employers and candidates.
And how does it differentiate from traditional job boards like LinkedIn and Headhunters?
The biggest difference between us and LinkedIn is if you're hiring on LinkedIn and you share your job with friends of yours hoping to get referrals, the job for them of finding who's the right fit for their friend is still a chore. They still need to go through their contacts, find the right person, figure out who's available. That's the job we do. When our users share a job to their friends or their contacts, they automatically see the best person they can refer or recommend for the job. So we take care of finding the best person to recommend.
I understand you service a number of digital tech companies. Where do these types of companies typically have trouble when it comes to hiring?
They often have trouble finding the right person, the right fit for their culture, for the type of companies they're building. They can identify a great talent, but it's difficult without a proper interview to figure out if the person's going to fit. So with all the data that we analyze, that's one place where we help the employers a lot. So pre-screening people on more than just skills, but on fit with the company.
Today we are joined by Phil Govan, co-founder of Match Forward, a social recruiting platform connecting employers and job seekers through social connections, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you're a startup. What lessons have you learned about human resources management along the way?
Well, my biggest lesson over the last years in management, and that probably applies to any sort of company, after you've hired the best people you can, my biggest lesson is just get out of the way. Set the priorities, make sure everybody understands the priorities, and get out of the way. Micromanagement can totally hurt your team, and that's, you know, it's your baby, it's the product you're building, you want to make sure everything is tight, but you need to get out of the way when there's great people in your team and let them do work.
What can you tell our audience about securing external funding?
Well, we're pretty lucky in term that we're a bootstrap company. So my co-founder and I had some resource, and we've been able so far to bootstrap Match Forward based on the a little private funding and consulting gig building the product. So we haven't touched VC funding or external funding building our company so far.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Match Forward online, if you would.
Well, they can go to matchforward.com. That's match, F-W-D, .com. They can sign up. The whole site is totally free right now for employers and job seekers. They can post a job very rapidly and get results pretty nicely. Google has been hiring through us. A lot of companies in Montreal and Toronto are on board right now, and we're growing very nicely.
That's pretty exciting, and I've been on the website. It really seems to be easy to use for sure. In conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own like you did by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What kind of advice would you lend to the listener?
Biggest advice for in 2012, I'd say, is test it before you build it. There's multiple ways to test an idea and test the messaging, test how it resonates with potential user or potential customer before you actually build the product. So by spending $1,000 up to $5,000, just testing landing pages, ideas here and there, seeing if you're actually able to acquire the user on an idea, is the first thing I would do. If you're not able to do that, if you're not able to excite some people with the idea with a single page, you're probably not yet ready to build the actual product.
Certainly appreciate you lending that advice. He is Phil Galvin, co-founder of Match Forward, a social recruiting platform connecting employers and job seekers through social connections. And once again, the website is matchfwd.com. Phil, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for the opportunity. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.